This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. To myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Happy New Year to all of you out there. We're going to try and give you some information today that will help you for the new year. We're talking with Karen. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you feed the birds?
Yes, I did.
What kind of birds do you have right now?
Oh, I've got all the songbirds, and I've got three cardinals, so it's somebody, an odd man out. And what I do is I slice an orange and I put it on a bamboo skewer for the, I know I'm saying this wrong, I think they're tangers or tanagers.
Right.
Blue jays, all the little songbirds, and I have five feeders with suet in front of a big bay window. So I also have a shih tzu. She sits there, and she's got her own plasma TV to Animal World. It's cute to watch her head. It's and I also found I put mealyworm. I buy big bags of the good seed, but I'll put a bag of mealyworms in for added protein. And I found a block, it's like a suet block, but it's mealyworms mixed with your choice of peanuts or sunflower seeds, and I'll also put that in one of the suet feeders, and they just go nuts over it.
Yeah, they love mealyworms.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this time of the year, when you're not outside, just looking out the window and seeing the movement and the sounds that they make is just wonderful.
Oh, I had my recliner set up right in front of the bay window. I've even got binoculars. I do my bird watching from inside. It is really neat to watch them and just watch who's the boss. I think the Blue Jays and the Cardinals, I can't figure out which one's tougher right now, but when they show up, everybody scrams.
Yeah, this time of the year at my house, it's the Blue Jays. And during the rest of the year, I don't see many of them, but all of a sudden, the Blue Jays are coming in, and there's probably 10 or 12 of them, and just like you're saying, when they show up, everybody takes off.
I think they're a gang.
Now, what was your second question, Karen?
Well, okay, so I was lucky enough, I was visiting a friend in Lexington, Mass. I used to live there. I live out in the country now. But there's a few black walnut trees. And I collected a bunch of black walnuts. It's really funny because their husk almost looks like a citrus fruit. You would never think there was, a black walnut in there.
Right.
And what I did was, I guess you put them all in water. And if they sink, if they sink, they're good. They're viable. If they float, you just toss them out. So I think only three out of a couple dozen floated. And so I peeled off the husk, and I have the actual nut, and I put it into a Ziploc of dirt, and I wet the dirt. And I did the same with American chestnuts.
Yes.
And they're in my refrigerator. And what I want to know is, actually, I have over an acre but I know these are really big trees, and I do have a leaching field. I want to know where I should plant them. I mean, I'll even go in the forest and plant them here and there. So the
right. Is the leaching field in the middle of your yard?
No, it's. I have a really big yard, and it's down at the very far right. It's a good distance from the house.
So the septic is to one side of the house.
Yeah, the septic is in my backyard. I'm looking at it right now, but the leaching field, that was one of the selling points in the house. The guy was all excited. He just put in a new oversized septic, and I'm like, oh, okay. But now that I have one, I'm actually glad it is oversized. Never had one before.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, the leaching field goes way back.
If you can get about 50 feet away from it,
okay.
Then you can plant them. Now, one thing that you have to think about with that seed is you have to mimic Mother Nature. And that's what you're doing right now because the seed is cold.
Yep.
And it has to go through that cold season before the seed itself will germinate. If you pick the seed, you put it in your basement, and it's at, let's say, 50 degrees, it will not be able to germinate because it's missing the cold cycle.
Right.
So keep it in your refrigerator until the beginning to the middle of February, and then pot. And do you have a garage?
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the garage.
Okay, my garage is probably colder than my refrigerator. I don't have a heated garage.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
Put it in there, and it will mimic the weather that's outside. And if the pot freezes, that's okay. But because it's in a pot with soil, it's going to get that cold treatment. And then, so if you put it in, let's say, the beginning of February, it's been cold into November, December, January, February, you put it in the garage, and then in mid-March, bring it in the house, put it near a sunny window, water and feed it, and the seed will crack open, send out a shoot, and begin to grow. And I would grow it in that container where you can get to it on a regular basis for probably a year.
Okay, and then once it starts growing this summer, should I do the same thing, take it back into the garage and give it a year to mature?
And then in the fall, when all the leaves come off of it, then bring it in your garage, and that will protect the new plant. And then next spring, then you can plant it in your yard. Just put a little fence around it so that you don't accidentally mow it.
Okay.
And then it should do real well for you.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Thank you.
I thank you. You have a great new year now.
Okay. You too, Paul. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. With all the snow that we've had, think about melting the ice. And as I told you a little bit earlier, my wife went to take out the trash barrels on Thursday, slipped, fell, and broke her back. So she's in the hospital. And it's been a crazy end of the year for us here. But that natural alternative is a great product. And if you go to their website, naturalalternative.com, and you mention my program, you can get an organic ice melt. Because if you take rock salt and you put it on your walkway, you'll kill the grass on either side. But this product will not. And the other thing is, you're using 75% less product to melt the same amount of ice. And you won't get that white film that will be tracked in and stain your floors and carpets and whatever. So, naturalalternative.com. And when it comes up to, you'll see the organic ice melt. And if you accidentally put it onto a perennial bed, it will not hurt the plants. And you're using 75% less. The other thing with this ice melt is that because you're using less, because your ice is melting, it's going to melt quicker, and it's more effective at a colder temperature than regular rock salt. So check it out. Natural alternative, and then ice melt when you get to the website. And if you mention my program, they'll give you a 10% discount and ship it to you for free.
Need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
It's Sunday morning, and we are broadcasting live from the Everett Sales Trade Show. We are in Atlantic City, and we're talking about some of the new products that will be available in the spring, some during the winter months, to help you to become a better gardener. And one of the unique products that's out there is a fire pot that you can sit on your patio at night, you know, listen to the radio, have a cocktail, and just relax. And I want to tell you a little bit about the fire pot. Joining me is Jim Davidson, and he's from the Wind Flow Fire Pot.
Wind Flame Fire Pot.
Wind Flame
company.
Fire Pot, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Tell us about your company.
Well, it's a small company. We started 1 year ago. Wind Flame developed a line of fire pots that was quite different from what was in the market, a little less expensive, and many people say one of the most exciting color-wise and design-wise in the industry. So we've been blessed our first year.
What is a fire pot?
Fire pots, a number of products. Most of them are ceramic. They're decorative. About 1 foot across is the largest, 9 inches high. They have a hole at the top into which a stainless steel cup sits. And historically, for about 5 years, it's filled with an alcohol gel. Similar a little bit to Sterno products, which most people on the market know about from the catering industry. You light it, and it burns with a very vibrant, dancing, rather unusual flame, 6, 7, 8 inches high, and burns for quite a length of time, very clean also, no soot. So it's probably the most exciting flame you could have in your backyard or patio.
Now, yours is very, very unique, because I know we've had some problems in the past. It's been on TV where some of these fire pots have caused a problem with burn. Why is yours different than everybody else out there?
It is different because of a few simple reasons. Number one, a lot of the injuries were caused by the bottle. The plastic bottle in which the gel was supplied wasn't adequately designed to keep people that misuse it from hurting themselves. And then the pots were just a metal container into which the gel went, and that also has proven probably not to be adequate to keep people from misusing it. In all instances, the injuries seem to have been misuse, but in this culture, we're supposed to make things safe, regardless of who's using them or how they use them, and we changed it. We went to liquid. We went to a pot that has a fibrous material inside, acts like a sponge and a wick at the same time. We went to a bottle that has a flame arrester on it, so that even if you completely misuse it, it won't flash inside the bottle. And as such, we've eliminated almost all of the issues regarding potential accidents by misuse.
So yours is a lot different because of all the safety precautions that you have put into it. Because it's something that's become very, very popular, and all of a sudden you're hearing about all these people getting burnt, and you have solved one of the major problems to help to prevent this.
Well, we solved probably most of the problems that were related in two fields, the design of the pot and the design of the bottle. Both of those were rather easily solved once it became apparent to us in Christmas last year that there were some issues. The pot, however, looks just like it used to. It burns just like it used to. So, you know, we've made a lot of changes, but to the average person out there in retail land, they would hardly see them.
Now, are there a lot of garden centers that sell these fire pots?
Yes, it's... And the garden centers, I think, have been the best retailers of it nationwide. There are centers that were selling several thousand of them.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com. to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation. reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 4686 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a Sunday morning. It's a little bit on the cloudy and foggy side this morning. And if you haven't begun to prepare the site for your bird feeders, well, today is the day. Joining us this morning is CN. I call her the bird lady because she knows more about birds than anybody that I've ever met. And she's going to tell you about the birds, and she'll be with us all winter long suggesting the right bird food, habitats for the birds, and how to prepare a site to attract them. CN, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Did you have enough turkey?
Oh, way too much, as always.
We all do. Then we go into a coma.
Exactly. Promptly fall asleep after you're finished eating.
Well, last time you were on, you were telling us about the first thing that we should do if we have bird feeders from last year or longer is that they really should be cleaned before we put in that fresh bird seed. Could you tell our listeners again how they should do that?
Well, I usually use a mixture of hot water and white vinegar. White vinegar is a great antibacterial agent in itself, and it rinses really clean. I worry about using different types of soaps and detergents that they may leave a residue on the feeders, so I play it safe and use white vinegar. So I wash them down, and then I just you know, hang them up to let them air dry. And once they're dry, put in some nice fresh seed and get it on out there for the birds.
That's an easy way to do it.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Right.
Keep it simple.
Now,
and the birds are eating. I'm telling you, winter is here. Did you get any of that snow the other weekend?
Yeah, we got an inch and a half. It was a nice surprise to get up and see the lawns, the cars, and the trees covered with it. But it's all melted, and I'm sure there's a lot more in the future for us. So we're trying to get ready for it.
Absolutely. The birds are hungry, and they're pretty frantic. You can always tell when a storm is coming because they become more frantic in their eating behavior. So I like to watch them, and, you know, I mean, we all know how accurate the weatherman is on a daily basis. So
yeah.
I like to watch the birds. They really tell you what's going to happen.
Now, is there a place that's better than others to set up a bird feeder station?
Well, you know, you kind of want your feeders to be set up about 10 feet away from any brush and stuff. But close enough that if a predator comes, they can fly off the feeders and into the brush for safety. Plus, you know, you want to be able to look at the birds. So there probably are a couple of good locations in your yard. I have them in several different spots. I have about 6 different feeding air spots in my yard. And it just gives the variety.
And is a sunny spot better than a shady spot?
You know what, I'm finding it really doesn't matter as long as it's kind of out in the open, close to some hedges or bushes, and it just really doesn't matter.
Okay. Now, I had 2 of those wrought iron plant hooks, and I pushed them in the ground, and I could hang 2 bird feeders from them. Is that a good idea? I mean, it gets them up high enough.
Well, you know, a lot of people use those shepherd's hooks. It's very, very common. You know, what's nice about them is they can be moved around, so it's not like it's a permanent, you know, setup. So you can easily uplift them, move them somewhere else. But the problem that a lot of people complain about those shepherd's hook is there's a visitor to the yard that can easily get up them, and that's Sammy the squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one of the biggest questions I get from a lot of birders is, what do we do about the squirrels? How do we get rid of them? Well, the answer is, you don't. The only thing you can do is manage them. So a lot of times the shepherd's hooks are just too close to the ground where it makes it easy for the squirrels to get up on it.
Okay. So it would be better to, before the ground freezes, to take like a post hole digger and put a 2x4 and nail like a T across the top of the wood so we're up 6-7 feet off the ground?
That is a better setup because you want to use, if you're going to use a post, you're going to want to use a baffle on it. And that baffle has to be at least 5 feet up the post to make it effective. Plus, when you're looking for a spot to put that post, you're going to want it to be about 8 to 10 feet away from anything that a squirrel can get up on and launch themselves over onto the post. And you can really set up, if you follow those kind of guidelines, you can really set up a nice, safe feeding station for your birds that the squirrels aren't going to ruin.
Yeah, I was amazed how far a squirrel can jump from a tree to the bird feeder. It just blew my mind.
Absolutely. You know, I have my feeders are all 10 feet off the ground. I use ropes and pulleys over tree limbs. So I don't have too much of a squirrel, you know, issue. Plus, I've got a couple of feeders that are effective. They call them squirrel-proof. I don't believe there really is anything as such as a squirrel-proof feeder. There's always one squirrel that figures it out. But I've got a couple that I've never had a squirrel on, so they're pretty effective.
Okay, so we choose our location. We want to get them at least 7 feet off the ground. We want to get them away from a shrub or a tree that the squirrel can climb on and then launch himself onto the feeder.
Absolutely.
And then what is the seed that we should begin with to attract them there?
What, to attract the squirrels there?
No, to attract the birds. We don't want the
squirrels
there.
Anything attracts the squirrels. You know, you're going to want to use a nice, clean mix. I avoid anything with cracked corn, red Milo. Almost nothing eats red Milo. The birds just kick it out onto the ground. I'm not even really a fan of white millet. So you're going to want something with a good sunflower base, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, cranberries, raisins, a little bit of fruit in there. You know, a nice little clean mix that the birds are going to actually consume.
Now, you do something that no other bird food company does. You add things like, my mind just went totally blank.
That's all right.
You add vitamins and minerals and all kinds of things to your blend.
Absolutely. We make it an overall healthy diet for the birds. You know, you figure all the stress that these poor birdies are under, the loss of habitat, you know, loss of food sources, they're under a great deal of stress themselves. I mean, you think, why do people take vitamins to get what they're missing from their diet? Birds need help, too. And this ensures that they, you know, nice feathering. In the springtime, they have, you know, healthy babies. So that you're just helping them.
So the better the quality of seed, the better they're going to be. Now,
absolutely.
Right now, the birds seem to be flying around in all different directions with no reason. Are they looking for a place to get food for the winter so that they can build or find a home to live in but be nearby where there is a food source?
Well, you know, you figure, you know, birds only derive about 20% of their diet from your feeders, so they're going to go through their natural instinct to forage. But when they can't find anything, it's good to have the food there for them to get, and plus it gives you the enjoyment of being able to watch them.
Yeah, and if we have a winter like we did 2 years ago with 100 plus inches, there's not going to be too much forage for the birds.
Yeah, and with the snow coming, you know, a lot of people do tend to move their feeders closer to the house because they don't want to trudge through the snow. So it just, you know, makes it a little easier for them. What I usually do is I like to try and shovel or press down an area underneath. So you're going to have your ground feeders, you know, just so that they've got a place to, that I can put a little seed down for them.
Okay.
Plus I usually get some squirrel food, and I set up a little squirrel feeding station away from the main feeders because, you know, Sammy the squirrel, he's going to take any opportunity he can to get on your feeders.
Exactly.
But what a lot of times what people will do if they can't use any type of baffles or anything like that to keep the squirrels off, they do tend to mix cayenne pepper in the seed.
Really?
Squirrels don't like that.
Huh.
But I used to do that, and it is a little bit of a pain to mix because if you get a whiff of it, it's going to burn you. So we actually came up with a formula that has it already soaked into the seed. It's called Sizzle and Heat. And let me tell you, I tried it on my squirrel. He was most surprised. Very entertaining. Took a couple bites. He was like, whoa. And he didn't go back to it. So people who, you know, they can't set up a bird feeding station that is somewhat squirrel-proof, this is a good alternative for them. This way the birds can eat in peace.
Is it because a bird does not have any lips and a squirrel does?
What it is, it's the saliva. Saliva activates that burn. Birds don't have saliva. Squirrels do.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and you figure your average songbird only has approximately 50 taste buds, if that, whereas, you know, mammals can have hundreds, if not thousands, of taste buds. So any mammal, you know, that capsaicin that's in the cayenne, it's going to bother them. It does not bother the birds.
Wow. Well, that's a great idea to keep them off so that you could train them early in the year with the hot and spicy, and then go to a sunflower or a different type of songbird blend and get really, really good results.
Right. And, you know, and it does help if you set up a squirrel feeding station. You know, they're hungry. They're going to want to eat. So, you know, you put the squirrel food out there, which is usually, you know, we have a crunch of nuts that has just, you know, corn, a little bit of peanuts, a little bit of sunflower, you know, the inexpensive stuff. And they'll be happy with that.
Just keep it a distance away from the good bird feeder.
Correct.
Wonderful. See, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about mice moving into your home in the fall. Would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I, too, was hooked.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are being joined this morning by C.N. from Wild Delight Bird Food. It's a premium bird food, and you'll never see cracked corn, millet, Milo in their blends, and that way you have a lot less problems with animals like squirrels and chipmunks trying to eat the feed out of your bird feeder before the birds do. Now, CN, what is the website where people can go to see your bird food and get more information, and also where they can buy it?
It is www.wilddelight.com. Very simple, and on there we describe all our products, including our new Sizzle and Heat for them squirrels. And we do have a little box there that you can click on that says find a retailer, and you put your zip code in and the miles that you want to travel, and it'll bring all the stores that carry our product up.
Well, I want to tell you a quick story. I had a woman who was listening to the program last time you were on with us, and she lived on the second story of a three-story home. and she had bird feeders that she would put out on her porch.
Okay.
And the neighbors downstairs were complaining that the shells from the seed were landing on their porch after birds fed. And you had mentioned that you now sell a bird food without the shell on it. Well, she tried it.
Yes.
She tried it. And she is absolutely in love with it. And the next door neighbors have nothing to complain. She says it's just great.
Excellent. I mean, that's what we're all about. We want people to have an enjoyable birding experience. So that's why we avoid all those cheap fillers that the birds just kick out and waste all over the ground. We want to have a good experience. We want to see great birds. And enjoy ourselves.
Exactly. And the one thing that you want to do when you pick up a bag of bird food is look at the ingredients.
Yes. Know what you're buying. Just because it's a seed doesn't mean a bird's going to eat it. So there's a lot of companies out there that are buying just cheap ingredients, throwing them in a bag, putting a pretty bird on the outside, and selling it cheap. And, you know, cheap comes out expensive. You get what you pay for. You save nothing if the birds are going to throw, 50, 60, 70% of the bag all over the ground. And when the food's all over the ground, what comes in? You're going to get your squirrels, your chipmunks, and any other four-legged mammals that like to eat seed can come into your yard that you don't want.
Exactly. Now, the things that you want to look for, of course, is corn. And if you see cracked corn and
red that, Milo, that little round red seed that almost looks like a BB,
mm-hmm.
almost nothing eats it. It's a filler. I mean, I've seen some mixes, with it almost like 80% of the bag is red Milo. And it's just like, oh, my gosh, what a waste.
So read the label and see what you're getting. And take a look at their website. The Wild Delight website will give you a ton of information. It'll give you a lot of great ideas to attract and keep the birds at your home all winter long.
And if you want, join our Facebook page. We've got some wonderful people out there posting some great pictures. If you've got pictures you want to share with people, join our Facebook page and post your pictures. We would love to see them.
Yes, and that's a lot of fun to see the birds, especially during the wintertime.
Absolutely.
From the inside, looking out and enjoying the beauty of it.
Absolutely.
And in the weeks to come, Cianne, we'll talk about suet, how important that is, and
sure.
The different seeds. So, right now, folks, get your bird feeder area set up so that they know that there's food there and you can enjoy the beauty, the sound, and the movement in your yard during the winter when it's just white and green. But you'll have a ball. Thank you, Cianne.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.